Chaya Chaya Sri Krishna Chaya Chaya Sri Chaitanya Chaya Nityananda Chaya Tveta Chanda Chaya Gora Bhakta Vinda Chaya Chaya Sri Chaitanya Chaya Nityananda Chaya Tveta Chanda Chaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Chaya Chaya Sri Chaitanya Chaya Nityananda Chaya Tveta Chanda Chaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda So we read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 4th chapter, reading from text 56, describing the confidential reasons of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world. Radha Krishna Eka Atma Tui Deha Dari Anyonya Vilasa Rasa Asvadana Kari. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies. Thus they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love. Purport. The two transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are a puzzle for materialists. The above description of Radha and Krishna from the diary of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami is a condensed explanation, but one needs great spiritual insight to understand the mystery of these two personalities. One is enjoying in two. Sri Krishna is the potent factor and Srimati Radharani is the internal potency. According to Vedanta philosophy, there is no difference between the potent and the potency. They are identical. We cannot differentiate between one and the other any more than we can separate fire from heat. Everything in the absolute is inconceivable in relative existence. Therefore, in relative cognitions, it is very difficult to assimilate this truth of the oneness between the potent and the potency. The philosophy, inconceivable oneness and difference propounded by Lord Chaitanya is the only source of understanding for such intricacies of transcendence. In fact, Radharani is the internal potency of Sri Krishna, and she eternally intensifies the pleasure of Sri Krishna. Impersonalists cannot understand this without the help of a Mahabhagavata devotee. The very name, Radha, suggests that Srimati Radharani is eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Sri Krishna. As such, she is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally approaches the fallen conditioned souls of the Iron Age to deliver the highest principle of transcendental relationships with the Lord. The activities of Lord Chaitanya are primarily in the role of the pleasure-giving portion of his internal potency. The absolute personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the omnipotent form of transcendental existence, knowledge, and bliss in full. His internal potency is exhibited first as Sat, or existence, or in other words, as the portion that expands the existence functions of the Lord. When the same potency displays full knowledge, it is called Chit, or Samvit, which expands the transcendental forms of the Lord. Finally, when the same potency plays as a pleasure-giving medium, it is known as Ladini, or the transcendental blissful potency. Thus, the Lord manifests his internal potency in three transcendental divisions. Seidu eka eva chaitanya gosani rasa asvadite donhe aila eka thani. Now to enjoy rasa, they have appeared in one body as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, I shall first delineate the position of Radha and Krishna. From that description, the glory of Lord Chaitanya will be known. Srimati Radhika is the transformation of Krishna's love. She is his internal energy called Ladini. That Ladini energy gives Krishna pleasure and nourishes his devotees. Lord Krishna's body is eternal, sat, full of knowledge, chit, and full of bliss, ananda. His one spiritual energy manifests three forms. Ladini is his aspect of bliss, Sandini of eternal existence, and Samvit of cognizance, which is also accepted as knowledge. Quote from Vishnu Purana. Ladini Sandini Samvit Dvayeka Sarvasamstitau Lada Tapa Akari Mishra Dvayino Gauravarchita Varchite. O Lord, you are the support of everything. The three attributes, Ladini, Sandini, and Samvit, exist in you as one spiritual energy. But the material modes which cause happiness, misery, and mixture of the two do not exist in you, for you have no material qualities. Latinera sara prema, prema sara bhava, bhavera paramakasta, nama mahabhava. The sense of the Ladini potency is love of God. The essence of love of God is emotion, bhava. And the ultimate development of emotion is mahabhava. Purport. The product of the Ladini Shakti is love of Godhead, which has two divisions, namely pure love of God and adulterated love of God. Only when the Ladini Shakti emanates from Sri Krishna and is bestowed upon the living being to attract him, does the living being become a pure lover of God. But when the same Ladini Shakti is adulterated by the external material energy and emanates from the living being, it does not attract Krishna. On the contrary, the living being becomes attracted by the glamour of the material energy. At that time, instead of becoming mad with love of God, the living being becomes mad after material sense enjoyment. And because of his association with the qualitative modes of material nature, is captivated by its interactions of distressful, unhappy feelings. Mahabhava Svarupa Shirada Takurani Sarva guna kani Krishna kanta shiromani Sri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhav. She is the repository of all good qualities and the crest jewel among all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. The unadulterated action of the Ladini Shakti is displayed in the dealings of the damsels of Braj and Srimati Radharani, who is the topmost participant in that transcendental group. The essence of Ladini Shakti is love of God. The essence of love of Godhead is bhava, or transcendental sentiment, and the highest pitch of that bhava is called Mahabhava. Srimati Radharani is the personified embodiment of these three aspects of transcendental consciousness. She is therefore the highest principle in love of Godhead and is the supreme lovable object of Sri Krishna. Tayor api ubayor madhye radhika sarvat adhika mahabhava svarupayam gunair ativariyasi. Of these two gopis, Radharani and Chandravali, Radharani is superior in all respects. She is the embodiment of Mahabhav, and she surpasses all in good qualities. Om agyatim ranyasyaganancana salakyam chakshur unmilitam yena tasma shikrave namaha si chetani manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupakadamayam dadati svabhadantikam. Vande si Krishna Chaitanya Nitananda Sahoditao Gaudadaya Pushpavanto Chita Shanta Tamonado. Hey Krishna Karuna Sinda Dina Bando Chagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchan Gorangi Radha Vinda Vineshwari Vrishabhana Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindai Tulsi Deva Priye Kasvashacha Krishna Bhakti Vrada Devi Satyavati Namonamaha Vancha kalpa trubhyasya kripa sindhibhevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today, topic again, we continue the day after of Radharani's appearance, glorification of Srimati Radharani. Actually, yesterday we heard from the three speakers quite a lot of information, wonderful about Radharani's wonderful appearance in this world. Very mysterious, like Krishna's appearance, his dearmost Radharani's appearance, also very mysterious. We also heard about Radharani's tattva, her identity, her relationship with Krishna. So we heard so many nice information. So many topics, what we read now in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, was discussed yesterday already. Because the time is very limited for every speaker, so one just can give some summary or some hint of this great topic of Radha and Krishna. Actually, the most information about this Radharani's identities and her great love to Krishna we found in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srimad Bhagavatam is very confidential literature. It is considered the topmost of the Puranas, Amala Puranam, And in this very dear to the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavanam Priyam. So it is the most dear literature of the Vaishnavas, because from the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam until the end, what is the topic? It is devotional service. Devotional service, not to any demigod, or devotional service to your own family, or to your society, because this is all not considered devotional service. Devotional service comes from the word aradhanam. One time, Parvati, Mother Parvati, dear consort of Lord Shiva, she asked her husband, "Can you please tell me of all the worshippers in this world, whom you consider the most, the best or supreme? Who is the best worshipper? Because they worshipped you, and similar amount of people also worship myself as Durga, Parvati, and also many. They are very much interested in worshipping our son, Ganesh. And also they worshipped Surya. And in total, there are so many demigods in this world. Somehow or other, for each and every function, one can worship, it's recommended to worship this and that demigod. Or Devi, demigoddess. So please tell me, which of these worshippers you consider the best? Of course, there's also, she knew that the worshippers of Vishnu or Krishna, Narayana, Bhaktas. So Lord Shiva, he replied, Aradhanam Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param. From all these worshippers in this universe who worship different kinds of devis or devatas, according to my opinion, those who worship Lord Vishnu, the Vaishnavas, I consider the best. Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Shiva saying. So normally for the general mass of people, this is quite okay information. It's acceptable. Because we all go to Vishnu temple, worshipping Supreme Personality of Godhead, especially as Vishnu, Narayana, Krishna, Ram, Nisingadev. So there are so many different temples all over India. Bharatvarsha is famous for that. But then, because Parvati, she is very confident. She is actually an expansion of Srimati Radharani in this material world. So she is also known as Vaishnavi, because she has great love and devotion to Krishna. So Shiva gave her even more confidential information, telling her, Tasma, Aradhanam Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param, Tasma Parataram Devi. Listen now, my dear Devi. My dear goddess, there is something that is even higher, Parataram. It's even something more high. Devim. Tadiyanam Samarchanam. So Vishnu Aradhanam Param, Tasma Parataram Devi, Tadiyanam Samarchanam. So Tadiya, to worship Tadia, Lord Shiva, the greatest authority for the Vaishnavas and all the spiritualists in this universe tells that what is Tadia, what is very dear or most dear to Vishnu or Krishna, what is most dearly related to him, that is that to worship that is even considered higher. So everyone likes to worship the Supreme, but even better than to worship the Supreme is if we worship that what is most dear to the Supreme. And this is Radharani. And Radharani, from Radharani emanates service. Service, the lotus feet of the Lord. She is considered the highest worshipper. And therefore we cannot approach Krishna without receiving the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Because she can bestow this energy. Because this energy, what a devotee needs to serve Krishna, is not the bala, the material power of the ordinary, what we consider material power. Because the material power is fallible. It is fallible power. It has a beginning and an end. And we cannot approach the Lord with material powers, with our material energies and minds and intellect and senses, because they're all impure. So the impure senses and mind have to become purified by internal energy, by coming in contact with this internal energy of the Lord. Antaranga Shakti. Krishna has three principal energies because he's, as we also heard yesterday, Shaktiman. He's the reservoir of all energy. And from him, Parashya Shakti Vividhaya Shruyate, so many energies are emanating who are all acting for the Lord's pleasure. So Krishna is Shaktiman. So he's not empty. He is full of energy. But as a person who only keeps the energy within himself and is not sharing it with others, feels not happy ultimately. Krishna is Atmarama. He's self-satisfied, always happy in himself, because originally Radha and Krishna are one, in one body. But then for the sake of expanding the pastime of Radha and Krishna, they're separated eternally, not temporary. It's not like the impersonalists, they think, you know, Radha, Krishna, okay, everything is one. Then they become many, and then they become one again. It's not like that. Eternally, they are one. Eternally, they are also separated. And again, become one, united in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Gauranga, is combined incarnation of Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. And only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came as Krishna and Radha combined in one form as the golden avatar to spread what nobody spread at any time before. This Krishna, pure Krishna Prem of the eternal inhabitants of here in Vrindavan, Praja Prem. This love to Krishna here in Vrindavan by the inhabitants of Vrindavan That is why Lord Chaitanya came to spread. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is stated that when Lord Chaitanya came, he brought his different devotees who are either Vishnu, his different expansions, like, who are either Vishnu Tattva, Shakti Tattva, or Jiva Tattva, he brought them with him to start the Sankirtan movement. He didn't come alone, so he brought Nityananda Prabhu with him. He's his direct Swarup, Balaram. He brought Advaita Acharya with him, who is Mahavishnu, or a combination of Sada Shiva and Vishnu, Harihara, in one form of Advaita Acharya. Then he came as Gadadhar Pandit, as the internal energy of Radharani, also appeared in a separated form as Gadadhar Pandit. And the devotees headed by Shrivas Thakur, the pure devotees, the representing Jiva Tattva. So with all these devotees, the Lord came, because the Lord doesn't distribute or relish love to himself, and devotional exchanges between the jivas in a material way, only by the spiritual senses, by his internal energy, Ladini Shakti. So the Ladini Shakti, it's the supreme pleasure energy of Krishna. That's the only energy that actually gives Krishna pleasure. The material energy, it's in darkness. It's like a shadow. It cannot approach Krishna. Although it's also Krishna's energy, but she's always very humble, staying on the side, always ready for some service, you know. But she has a thankless job, because she is in charge for the tapatraya, the threefold miseries in this material world. That's Maya's function. It's also energy. So for those living entities who want to enjoy separately of the Lord, who think themselves enjoyers, what we actually potentially are, we have tendency to enjoy because we are part and parcel of Krishna, but the thought that we can enjoy separated of Krishna, this is an illusion. And then there is no place in the Antaranga Shakti, in the internal heart or place of the spiritual world. Then one has to come in contact with Maya and serve Maya, the external energy. And what is the function? It's very interesting. It is also it's also actually Radharani, because it's Shakti. It's not only one Shakti, but this Shakti is acting in many different ways. It's like electrical power, it's only one. But only by the brain of a good electrician, he knows how to apply this electrical energy in many different ways. To make light, to freeze something, to heat something, to cool down something. So many things are going on by electrical energy. The energy is the same, but it sometimes has different functions. So the energy of Krishna is one, but it has multivarious functions. Parashya Shakti Vivitaya Shruyate Svabhavika Jnana Bala Kriyacha. So therefore Krishna's energy is coming from himself, is always connected with him. But for those who like to imitate Krishna or to enjoy Krishna consciousness, Krishna, or how say, enjoy this material world without Krishna, for them, this Shakti, this material energy, becomes a cause of suffering. becomes a cause of misery. Not pure happiness. The pure ananda is not available in the material energy. That's too not much bliss. Only a little. And what is this bliss? The absence of the misery. The absence of misery we consider bliss. It's happiness. If everything would completely be miserable, nobody would like to stay in a miserable place. But because misery gives you sometimes a little relaxed time, where you can recover, then immediately you think, so now I can enjoy. I can enjoy some kind of peace and some kind of a happiness in this material energy, and it's actually not such a bad place. It's quite okay to stay here. So this is the illusion we are bound in. And as long we want to stay in this illusion stays. We cannot come out. It will not go away automatically. Because we're always in Maya. Like Prabhupada one time told to one devotee, when the devotee told him, oh, it's sometimes very difficult to be not in Maya, to come out of Maya. And then Prabhupada told, what do you mean, out of Maya? You are always in Maya. So it's not that without Maya we cannot exist. It's not possibility to exist without Maya. It's only question, under which Maya? We act. Either Mahamaya or Yoga Maya. The Mahamaya is external, it's causing suffering, little happiness, and the Yoga Maya gives you supreme bliss, because it's Krishna's internal energy. But the external energy, it's causing suffering and a little happiness. That's why the materialistic person, if he becomes fried of material enjoyment and suffering and little enjoyment of this duality, he wants to attain liberation, goes in Brahman. Because Brahma is sukha, it's happiness. It's no misery. There's no death there. There's no old age there. There's no disease there. So therefore somebody thinks, I want to attain Brahman, merging in the Brahman, because there I can have unlimited bliss. Okay, then you're blissful because you're liberated and you can relish the bliss. But ultimately, the personality who attains the Brahman realization of the happiness of Brahman will also not feel satisfied there. Why? Because there is no activity. There is no seva. There is no service. The senses are not engaged there. But the soul by nature is sensuous. It wants to enjoy. It wants to be happy. But in Brahman it's not possible. In the material world it's not possible. Therefore ultimately, if you are in the material world or in the Brahman, it's both hellish. It's not a place to stay for a devotee. A devotee actually aspires to serve under the Lord's internal energy, Antaranga Shakti. And only by good fortune we can come in contact with this energy by mercy of Spiritual Master. By mercy of representative of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, we can get the opportunity to come in contact with this Antaranga Shakti, with this internal energy. Because the pure devotee, who is an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna, he has Radha and Krishna in him. Because his heart is a pastime ground of Radha and Krishna. And he can give this to whoever he likes. So that's Krishna's arrangement through the internal energy. Therefore, if we worship that what is dear to Krishna, the Tadiya, the spiritual master, Srimati Tulsi Devi, the Vaishnavas, this is all Tadiya Seva. So if we are worshipping Tadiya, or if we please Tadiya, then we can actually get the mercy of Krishna directly. So the living entity is by nature enjoyer, but actually it's not a complete truth. By nature we have this enjoying tendency, no? But if we want to have it in this material world, we become victim of illusion. Therefore, the real identity of the living entity is not to be Ishvara or independent enjoyer, but to become servant, dasa, of the supreme enjoyer, of the supreme happy person. So if we can serve the supreme personality of Godhead and his dear devotees, with our body, mind, and words, then that kind of activity gives great happiness. Therefore, we always find the Vaishnavas busily engaged in so many different kinds of sevas, beginning with hearing, chanting, remembering, and so on about Vishnu or Krishna. Especially in this yesterday, it was amazing, and also the day before yesterday, how the devotees were so much marathon giving giving everything, you know, to please Radha and Krishna Balaram and Sri Sigourney Thai here in this temple. It was amazing how devotees cooperated and even forgot to drink, to eat, to sleep. There was no time for it. So they gave everything. Why a devotee can do that? Such a kind of work, marathon. A marathon is always quite intensive. We know from book distribution, marathon. Very tough. If you think in the mind about it, the going out, you know, more than 12, 14, sometimes 16 hours, not only for 5 days, for 6, 7 days, 8 days in the week, non-stop. Also in the temple, so much services always are done by the dedicated devotees. Prabhupada actually told, and these kind of activities, the distribute books, to preach, to always engage in the various services in the temple. This is real samadhi. This is real samadhi. This is real absorption. Actually, the samadhi in Brahman is cheap. It's a boring film. A boring movie, always to watch in the light, or to attain heavenly planets. It's also phantasmagoria. But various devotional services, to engage in these various devotional services, this is a great happiness, and this gives the devotee such a great happiness and satisfaction that he forgets even himself. That's most difficult. In the material world, everyone thinks about himself. Everyone thinks about his own happiness, my own enjoyment, my own body, my mind, how my mind is feeling today, how my body is feeling today, how I'm dressed today, what I will eat today, what I will do today. And also how my family is doing today, or my dear friends. So everything is always concentrated on I and mine. This very possessive mood of the conditioned souls. I am mine. I want to enjoy and everything. I want to take care for this body, mind, and everything that is related to it. This is the great Maya we're in. But the devotee, he gives up possessiveness of I'm the doer, I'm the controller, I'm the enjoyer. Where is something to enjoy? Where is something happy? Happiness, where can I get happiness? Sometimes we think, yeah, devotees maybe, you know, if you always work, you know, how we can be happy. But no, this is real happiness. This is happiness. That's actually the secret of happiness. Because then you are always happy without being under the control of mind. The mind always wants to control, wants to enjoy in an artificial way. Try to find out so many different ways, you know, how to enjoy. But there's no... Actually, he never becomes happy. The mind cannot become happy in this way. So the secret of happiness lies in the devotional service, in the aradhanam, coming from Radharani. Because she is the one who gives supreme joy and happiness to Krishna. Krishna has no happiness in anything that is not related to Radharani, to the internal energy. That's his only happiness. Even without Radharani, all other gopis doesn't give Krishna joy. Nothing else gives Krishna joy without Radharani. But if Radharani is there, everything else makes sense. Everything else becomes perfect. Then Krishna is very much interested. Doesn't matter in which rasa or in which mood a devotee is. Radharani is always has to be there. She is in the center. Because without Radharani's mercy, there is no success in life. They cannot become recognized by Krishna. And so, therefore, Radhastami and this appearance day of Radharani, on the day itself, the day after, or during the whole year, we should always remember that we are nothing, we are insignificant, we are nothing alone. By our own, we are nothing. But if we receive the mercy of Radharani or those who are dear to her, like the spiritual master and her dear associates, and who are representing her in this material world, then life will become perfect. So we should not try to become perfect ourselves, but try to serve the perfect. Become not even a direct servant, becoming the servant of the servant, and this is perfection. Like Radharani, she is explained by Ramananda Roy in his discussion with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Radharani is like a creeper. She's like a creeper. And the creeper has many leaves, sprouts, leaves, and flowers. But all these flowers and sprouts, you cannot water directly. You have to water the plant, you know, the creeper, we have to water. By watering the creeper, all other branches and flowers and sprouts of leaves become nourished by the watering process. So the Radharani, she is like the creeper who is winding around Krishna. And the creeper has many flowers and many leaves. These are the gopis of Manjaris. But these gopis of Manjaris, although they are part of the creeper, they don't feel satisfaction directly in contact with Krishna. they only feel satisfaction if they serve Radharani. It is even said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Ramananda Roy, highest authority about this topic, that the gopis who do service to Radharani, they relish 10,000 times more bliss and happiness in her service than if they would be directly in service to Krishna. Of course, Radharani is always very merciful, and she always makes arrangement that her gopis also can meet Krishna and can enjoy with him. But ultimately, Krishna is most happy, and the gopis are most happy if they can serve Radharani. So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his teachings, there's a very nice verse from Srinath Chakravarti. Srinath Chakravarti, he was a disciple of Advaita Acharya. And he wrote in the commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Manjusha, he wrote a very nice Mangalacharam or verse, a summary. He actually explained that this is four teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in summary. Aradhya Bhagavan Aprachesha Tanayas Tatama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Prachavadu Vargena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumatamahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Chatradara Napara. So the first one, Aradhya Bhagavan Prachesha Tanayos Tatanam Vrindavanam, that as the Supreme Lord is most worshipable, so Vrindavan should be worshipped as Krishna, as good as Krishna, because it is not different from Krishna. And the most pleasing form of worship for the Lord is that which was performed by the gopis in Vrindavan. So this kind of mood one should follow. Srimad Bhagavatam is a spotless authority on everything. So it is Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam, Amalam, and the Prema Pumarta Mahan, pure love to God or Krishna is the supreme goal of life. These statements for which we have the highest regard are the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srinath Chakravarti gave this summary of Lord Chaitanya's teachings, four essential: worship Vrindavan, live in Vrindavan, and respect Vrindavan as it is not different from Krishna. Try to follow the footsteps of the Vrajavadu, that means the inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially the gopis. Accept Srimad Bhagavatam as the supreme evidence of Vedic truth, and to attain love to Krishna, to see that, aspire that as the supreme goal of life. So I stop here. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srimati Radharani Ki. So any questions?